welcome to the Gourmet's Gourmet. My name is Oscar Hume IV.
I'm Jonathan Tisdale VII.
And this is what we hope will be many in a series of culinary podcasts. We're here essentially on loan from 10-minute podcasts. Those wonderful chaps you're used to hearing, William, Brian, and Christopher.
I think that it bears mentioning that our mission is to bring some sense of culinary sophistication to, for the most part, the American population.
Well, it's really definitely lacking. Most,
yes.
Absolutely.
Well, I think in Los Angeles, where I've spent the past
particularly,
week,
yes,
absolute
of course.
Wasteland, a culinary wasteland. There are pockets of very good food, but yes. For the most part, I think our mission should be to try to educate the populace.
And of course, myself and Jonathan are both 5-star Michelin chefs. Perhaps you're familiar with our radio series on the BBC Radio, which is also called Gourmet's Gourmet, the Gourmet's Gourmet. And we're happy to bring it to you here.
Yeah.
And we've been here in Los Angeles for the week.
Well,
what do you take away? What are your
impressions? My immediate impression is that it's a very hot place. It's an armed populace.
Lots of billboards.
There are lots of billboards, and of course there's a great deal of traffic, and the air is very thick. Yes. However, I must say that the people are sprightly, and they are enthusiastic.
Yeah, they're definitely
not a bit proletariat.
Well, it's I mean, you know, that's your certainly an Englishman's call to make.
I will say that one of the things that I found most disconcerting, and I tried and I looked in earnest, was the fact that I could not find a proper croissant. And I blame that actually on two things. On one, technique.
Yes.
Of course, you know and I know the painstaking, laborious process, of course, of making a proper croissant.
Oh, making a proper croissant.
Requires almost a pound of butter. You've got to layer the dough and you've got to brush the butter
yes.
on.
Each
properly.
Layer, yes.
And of course, using the proper brush, and I prefer a boar's bristle brush.
Yes.
Because it tends to even the butter perfectly. Of course, the butter has got to be at a certain texture as well.
I like to keep the oven itself at 375 degrees Fahrenheit.
Well, I think that's yes, but that's rather risky, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, if you're baking your croissant at 375, and then but just for a few minutes, that way the center is just.
But Oscar,
just
I've got to say that for the yes. most part, if you attack the dough after it's been buttered and you allow it to sit for a while, if you attack the dough with a high flame, what will happen is you will pass the test. And what is the test for a proper croissant? Well, take your index finger, press it into the croissant. If it cracks and in the middle it's doughy and soft,
yes.
you have a proper croissant.
Now, this fortunately
this
come up,
it's impossible to find that in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. And we were entertaining guests at our suite at the Chateau Marmont, and so I decided in lieu of a croissant that we would have this company here which made wonderful I think they called them croissant sandwiches or something.
Well,
it was by Pillsbury.
Yes.
And there's a funny little man on the outside of the tube, and you crack it open, and we put that in the toaster oven, and it was delightful.
Well, it wasn't really delightful. I must take umbrage with
we
that.
Had
I
some,
mean, for
the
most part, I think
we had some. I can't believe it's not butter.
Right. Well,
on that.
I will say for our listeners that if you're looking to be a gourmet,
Gourmet's Gourmet.
Well,
so
one
absolutely.
Must take yes, and one must take what Oscar says with a grain of salt. Only
what
in terms of.
What are some of your favorite restaurants here?
Well, some of my favorite
tell us
restaurants.
Some of your the restaurants that you
well, there's
enjoyed
a, there's a, there's
here
a wonderful
Los Angeles.
Place called Jelena, which was written, which was named after the chef's grandmother. She was Hungarian, and he called her Jelena.
Wonderful.
And I think some of the finest food I've ever had, actually,
oh,
I must say.
Yes.
To find that in Los Angeles is positively shocking. Uh-huh. It's a far cry from Pillsbury dough.
Well, do tell. What was your favorite dish?
Again,
in that this is the Gourmet's Gourmet. What?
Yes.
What did you enjoy?
Well, they had a wonderful seafood salad with a harissa that would make Scheherazade blush. I tell you, it's absolutely the painstaking process they took in crushing the chives and mixing the cilantro just so.
Oh,
with
beautiful.
The dashiest dash of Tabasco. I tell you, it's positively criminal. I thought to myself for a moment, I think I'm going to have to arrest someone, including myself, for eating too much of this.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and I too enjoyed a culinary experience that I had hoped and wished that you were present for, and fortunately, pity you weren't. It was a chain restaurant, actually, here in Los Angeles.
You're joking!
No, no, and it's called, what was it called again? Carl's Jr.
Of course, yes, Carl, the hamburger chain.
Yes, hamburger. And I had what was called the jalapeno $6 burger.
Was it even palatable?
Oh, it was delicious.
Really?
It was absolutely wonderful, yes. Ah. It was jalapeno peppers,
right.
American cheese, a lot of beef, probably upwards of a pound.
Oh, really.
It was only $6.
Yes.
And I enjoyed it thoroughly. The grease seeped into the bun lovingly, and the cheese
grease
mixed with,
yes,
the jalapenos, and there was of course the regular lettuce, tomato, onion,
of
so
course,
on and
yes,
so forth.
Well,
and I had two sides of French fries,
right. Well,
and a very, very large Coca-Cola, very large.
Right. Well, since you've brought up Greece, I had a wonderful meal at Blue Ocean, which an epic meal, actually. They served octopus Greek style, wonderful. They tenderized the meat, of course, and then they diced the octopus, and they place it in a dish, a deep dish, kilned, in fact, in Greece for added display. And we were then treated to crushed Italian parsley and some Egyptian pine nuts. Of course, you know there's a big difference between the Egyptian and the Greek pine nut.
No, of course,
don't put a Greek pine nut.
No,
near
never
anyone.
Put a Greek pine nut. No.
Too acidic, actually. And,
yes,
and whereas the
well,
Egyptian
I had another wonderful
that,
experience that I wish you were present for, but which was at a restaurant called El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, of course.
Which
yes,
was chicken grilled openly.
Yes.
Right there, above
the crazy
cash
chicken
registers. Yes, crazy chicken in
Spanish.
I
hardly think that's gourmet's gourmet.
Delicious citrus chicken, which I accompanied with three corn on the cob, some coleslaw.
Well, citrus chicken.
Two
of course,
orders
can be found
of
in Paris, et cetera,
macaroni and cheese, a few buns, tortillas.
Don't you think that's a bit pedestrian when you're sourcing chickens from China and from all over the globe?
Yeah, but I just kind of feel like at this point in my career, it's been 30 years plus as a Michelin chef and general foodie, as they say now, and I just feel that my palate has graduated.
Well, it sounds as though you're having a sort of somewhat of a pedestrian proletariat revolution within
I disagree.
Belly.
I also
visited... This is really hardly the time to
a delicious place
your,
called
your manifesto, your communist manifesto, if you
there
will.
Was
the whole
Jack
point
in
of,
the Box was another wonderful Panda Express, delicious Chinese food.
Of course,
certainly
if you...
California pizza
if food
kitchen,
is all about
the,
filling your
the
belly.
Taco Bell, there was a Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, I wonder just how much of your taste buds are
wonderful
are
places
working.
that
I mean,
they have
the
here. And Burger King.
Oh, please, already. I mean, you're obviously having... you're revolting against your very show and your mission in life.
Tell me, what's
Burger
not
King
to enjoy about a Whopper?
Well, I suppose there's a time and a place to enjoy pornography, isn't there? But for the most part, we're not here to talk about it. If we're writing, I don't think you'd find much room for pornography
I had
if
one,
you're reading
all right,
Emily Bronte.
All right, Jonathan.
The
yes,
point is there's a criteria
yes,
for good taste.
Well, let's not get into
and
a tiff
you,
about
sir,
it. Let me just tell you, there was one last experience I'd love to share with you. Sushi, which is very popular here.
Of course.
And I enjoyed a six-piece California roll.
For heaven's sake, that's a California invention, and it's not even sushi, is it?
I mean, which I had in my rental car at the...
So you ate sushi in your rental
at
car?
At the AMPM, which is a gas station there to fill up petrol. And then wonderful, wonderful experience.
I don't think
with
so.
With the wasabi and the soy sauce.
Are you suggesting that gourmet's gourmet should be talking about Burger King and rental
well,
car
I just sort
sushi.
Of, I just sort of feel
aside
like
aside from
at
the fact
point,
that you could probably get sick.
Well, we're just about out of time here on the Gourmet's Gourmet, but
well,
I do.
The Gourmet's Gourmet, and I think that we should use that title lightly. Your taste buds
all of
have
you,
betrayed
within
you,
the sound of my voice to go out there, enjoy your own culinary experience, And do try the California Roll.
It is at the question of enjoying and transcending.
My name is Oscar Hume.
I'm Jonathan Tisdale.
This has been
the seventh,
Gourmet's Gourmet. Thank
say.
You so much for joining us. Did I tell you about that movie?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
The one you were going to make.
Yeah, I might not do it now.
Oh. All right. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
You know, it's weird. It's just, you know, showbiz, I guess, right? Guys, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it's hard.
I guess.
Why aren't you going to do it?
Well, I don't know.
Are not going to do it?
I may not do it. Like, it seems like the financing is kind of falling
but
apart.
That's
it's
always up
contingent
in the end, yeah.
on
yeah.
one thing, and like, you know, we'll see. It's a good flick. I want to do it. I love the script.
Well, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
No, I want to do it.
I had trouble even worrying about that stuff. I just do it.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Oh, sorry, Brian.
Okay, well, do your name and let's get out of the way.
Come on, hurry up.
I cut him off. So
yeah. Well, we'll do your name and get out of the way and then
okay.
Brian say what
yeah.
you just said.
Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. Do you listen to the podcast? Do you enjoy it?
I don't like it.
We appreciate you.
I don't like what you're
doing. Please go to iTunes. Log into it on your computer or your phone. Get the iPhone. Get a smartphone. Get the iTunes app. Okay? Get the podcast app. Then rate and review. Okay. The 10-Minute Podcast.
Rate us to the highest level.
I think it's 5. Give us the most stars.
Give us 6 stars.
All right. My name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris D'Elia, and it's just kind of raw, which is what you get. I don't have anything, but...
You got to stop doing that, man.
Every time he does it, I get annoyed.
Yeah.
Well, that's your own thing. You see that in yourself.
So. I've been in situations. Hey, you know what? It's a long career. Hey, guys, hold on a second. It's a long, long road.
Oh, God. Yeah, they want to meet.
Not yet. From where there is no return. Now you can
okay.
go.
All right, talk about
you know,
something
man,
that doesn't matter, Jesus.
I know. I'll tell you
what. It doesn't matter.
I said no to a movie
yeah.
that shoots in Puerto Rico for 2 months because
what?
I didn't want to be away from my kids. And when you have kids, yeah. everything changes.
Really?
Like, I can't believe
sure.
it. I don't love, there's nothing I love more than my kids.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, by far.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's maybe. Nothing.
Well, I mean.
Not even close.
Well, we had like a lot of cool times.
What did you say?
What do you mean? What are you saying?
What do you mean?
I said there's nothing I love
yeah.
more than my kids.
I get it. Yeah, because that's like...
Nothing. Like it's a love you can't even describe. You know?
Sure, it's a different kind of thing.
I don't have kids, but... No, I don't think it means different. I think it means it's a love you can't even describe.
No,
like,
it's so intense.
Huge love.
Well, it's not like you love
appalling.
A woman. It's not the same as loving a woman.
No, it's way
that's
deeper
different.
Than that. Yeah.
Well, okay. Right. Well, but, I mean... Yeah. So how old are your kids?
3 and 6.
Okay, so...
So what?
What do you mean?
Well... I don't know. I've known you for like 8 or 9 years, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
so hold on. And does that, are you suggesting that because you've known me longer that somehow that your love trumps the love I have for my children? What's going
on? Well, no.
What are you saying?
Well, you're
what are you saying, Chris?
Because I'm saying, okay, I guess what I'm saying is I'm single right now, but if I have a girlfriend, I love her, right?
Like, yeah.
It moves into that territory of love her. I love my dog as well, but it's
no,
a total different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, totally. I don't love
and,
my... Like,
and your kids are a completely different
sure,
kind
yeah,
of
I get it. And your dad and your mom
no,
and
no,
all
no,
that.
No, hold on. Your kids stand on a mountain.
Right.
And that love is so much bigger
right.
than any other
for
love.
For a minimal amount of time. What it's been 3-6 years?
Hold on.
That doesn't. I don't think time is relevant. And I'm speaking
it's
someone.
Not
who's, I don't
really.
Have,
well,
I don't
if
have
I
kids,
have a girl,
have,
okay.
I have
so then say that to my parents' marriage.
And...
Say that to my parents' marriage because they've been together for 30 years.
Hey.
My
bro.
Parents have been together hold for on. Almost 51 years.
Okay, so then
and
they love each other a lot.
Yeah,
and Brian
they're
is
soul
about
they're soulmates. But my mom
years.
Will
dude,
say in front of my dad that she doesn't love anything more than her children and her grandchildren.
But you're not a child.
Hey, bro,
what,
hold on,
I am,
hold on.
I'm their,
time,
I'm their kid.
Time
I mean,
doesn't make a
I'm
difference.
Son.
Yeah, my son, who I've known for 3 years, I love way more than you.
Okay.
Like, way more than I love you. You understand
well,
that,
that's
right?
actually just rude to say.
No, why is that rude?
I don't know
rude
that that's rude.
You,
Brian,
hey, you
down.
Narcissist
Brian,
motherfucker.
Brian,
hold on.
Calm down.
Fuck you.
Hey,
what do you mean
Brian,
that's rude?
That is rude. What he's doing is rude
yeah,
right now.
Hey, let
now,
me say it again.
What he's doing.
I love my son and my daughter fucking way more way more,
Brian,
than I love you.
Back off the mic.
And I love you.
All right.
Now, doesn't that feel shitty?
Now, you better understand that.
Because I didn't ask for it.
He understands it.
I didn't ask for it. I understand it, but don't point at me.
I didn't ask for it either. All right. But what I am saying is...
So,
all right.
Look,
I'm saying is if you point to me, your kids aren't going to have a daddy anymore because I'm going to snap your fucking arm off and throw you out of the window.
Let's not be violent. I'll fight you right now. Let's not be violent. What I'm saying is...
We won't get violent.
Okay.
He'll be sitting still. He'll be laying on the ground.
Okay, dude. Can I just say something?
It won't be very violent.
Please, listen to me.
Fucking just lay on the ground. It won't be very violent.
Guys.
Yeah, you better fucking punch me fucking 10
times. Guys! Listen to me.
All right.
You love your son and your daughter. I have two things I got to say right now, okay? You love your son and your daughter.
Right.
So much.
Are those the two things?
You still let him talk.
No. So much, right?
You're walking on thin ice.
You're not gonna punch, right?
You're walking on fucking thin ice.
You're not gonna punch me,
huh? I'll punch you six times. I'll punch you in another fucking box. I'll punch you across the fucking face. What do you do? I trained only Muay Thai for five years in my 30s. I'll jump back.
I'm fucking, I'm fucking dangerous now.
Bang, 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 bang.
This isn't Division I wrestling. All right, you're not in your fucking weight class. This isn't 125 pound weight class.
I'm
sorry.
Listen to me.
He gets me riled up.
All right,
man.
Fine. Just don't listen to him. Love your for the sheer just for from having them. You love them immediately, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously.
Okay. Now let me just paint a picture for you.
Go ahead.
I don't have any kids. What if all of a sudden a girl comes up to me?
You wouldn't last. Just so
what
you
if
know,
a girl?
You would
Brian,
fucking
I'm not
gas
go
out.
There with you.
All right, you'd
stop
gas.
It!
Okay, but you'd gas the fuck out.
I'm looking at him.
You'd gas out.
I don't even need to look at this fucking clown.
What if a girl came up to me all of a sudden and was like, "Hey, you have a 5-year-old? Do I immediately love that 5-year-old more than I love you guys? I've known you guys for 9 years."
Yeah.
What do we do then?
Yeah.
You said you admitted it was just for the sheer thing of having the kid.
No.
So
it's a biological insanity.
So I got you a little bit with that, didn't I?
You didn't get me with anything. I don't. There's no adult alive that I love even fucking close to my son and daughter. Do you understand me? So
you're being rude. My love for you is a molecule.
My love for my son and my daughter is Mount Everest. Literally, that's the difference. Do you get it?
Okay, so
do you get it now?
Okay,
you're a molecule.
Okay,
they're Mount Everest.
Okay,
do you get it?
So since you love your daughter more than your son because she's 6,
no,
and your son is 3,
no.
Yeah, so, no, yeah. My daughter's 6. My son is...
So you, since you
no,
love
no.
your daughter
I don't
more
love,
because you spend more time...
No, that's not true,
it's
bro.
Not
I love them both the same.
Okay, so your son is obviously better then because you love him as much in
no.
3 years as you do in her in 6
okay.
years.
Okay,
so
I
that's,
understand
that's
how you would make
then.
That conclusion, but
so
you
you're
don't
saying
have
your son
kids.
Is better than your
Brian,
daughter.
Just calm the fuck down,
hey,
all right?
You're saying your son is
down.
Better.
You calm the fuck
I'm
down.
I'm fucking calm, bro. I'm very calm.
Let me tell you
stay calm.
I'll tell you what I'll do to you.
I don't have
I'll hit you so fucking hard, your beard will end up on our good pal Jay Moore's face.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you'll fucking... Jay Moore will end up next to his beautiful wife and his fucking kids and go, why do I have a fucking gray beard now?
Guys!
Chris, stop doing that.
You guys got to stop arguing.
Yeah, but I hate it
Brian,
when you say
you're,
that.
You're saying that you love your daughter and your son the same amount.
Yeah, that's what he
yeah,
said.
That's
okay,
what I'm saying.
So your son's 3 and your daughter's 6, so explain that. You have
questions.
More. So your son's better, obviously, because
he's
produced more love in you in 3 years than she has in 6 years.
What?
Your love for your son is the same as your daughter, okay?
Yeah.
She's 6, he's 3, so he's produced more love from you in 3 years than she has in 6 years.
That's a fuck... I understand mathematically how some idiot would draw that fucking conclusion.
It's not, now it's I'm an
actually,
idiot that you don't
but,
love.
But
actually, now I'm an idiot that you don't love.
It is math, Brian. I mean, I don't agree, but what he's saying does make sense. And you can't rebuke it. So just
I can rebuke
try
it.
You can't.
Hey, Bozo.
Don't call
Bozo
me Bozo.
You know
me
right. for 9 years.
Bozo to my right.
Yeah.
Bozo
hey,
to my right.
Tell you what.
I can refute it
you know
and rebuke it.
Do you like
I
your nose where it is?
Bring it, bro.
Do you like
dude,
your nose
you
where
guys
it
need
is?
To relax.
I'll punch you.
I'll make sure.
And then it
how would you
up,
like
bang, bang, bang.
How would you like 3 nostrils?
All you hear about.
How would you
what?
Like 3
how are you
going to
give me 3 nostrils?
Guys. You guys need to fucking relax. Okay?
Tell him.
Relax, Will.
Don't
thank
tell
you.
Me. Tell this guy.
Relax, Brian.
I'm relaxed. I
I'm
stay relaxed.
I'm not relaxed because what you're saying is you don't... This is ridiculous, dude. I mean, you...
It's not ridiculous, Chris. You don't have kids. You are very ignorant.
And if I did have a kid and somebody was like, hey, your kid is six, I wouldn't love him more than you just because of knowing him for a day, for the sheer moment I had them.
Yes, you would.
You would.
Will. And Will knows because Will has kids.
Well, I know because I have a heart and I'm not a fucking idiot. That like you over there.
Yeah, like
and,
you.
And this fucking twit over
twit?
Here.
I'm a twit?
Who's fucking...
Get your finger. Get your finger. I'll break your fucking finger. I'll break your arm and I'll break your stupid head.
I'd love to see you fucking try.
Guys, fuck.
I don't know what to do because of the way it poops.
Yeah.
Inside.
It poops everywhere, yeah.
I want it to poop outside.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, I am good. Are you talking to me or
no,
are you talking to them?
No, I mean like the podcast. We're here.
You say to the people that
yeah, I say hello there.
They download.
Yeah, yeah. They download it. They put it on their phone. You know, they listen to the computer in the car. They so and so.
Well,
they're working out here.
They can access us from this podcast wherever they want.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, hi, welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. It's no Will, it's no Brian and Chris. And my name is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And I am Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
We are sitting here, we're talking, we want to...
One of the guys said that when we have to do the podcast, last time we had Jason Statham here, and the guys, Will Sasso and Brian Callan, and also Chris Daly,
were saying that
we need to be more natural and don't necessarily try to push our agenda on the podcast.
Yeah, so, last time we tried to pitch a show, and it's like, fuck that bullshit. Let's just sit around and talk.
It's very hard.
Yeah, it's hard.
It is absolutely so hard to do.
Yeah.
And we were just shooting the shit about this podcast earlier, and then I said to Arnold Schwarzenegger that why don't we just talk about what we were talking about before the podcast was press record.
Yeah, so, so before, you know, we were at In-N-Out, we're having a burger, we're sitting down, it's me, it's JCVD, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we're talking about the dog that we have. We bought a dog.
We have a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
His name is a new addition to us, and his name is Orvi.
Yeah, Harvey the dog.
And so we get this dog because it kind of fell into our laps.
Yeah, yeah, we're both doing a movie that we're going to do, you know, we're developing now with this actor, Robert Davi.
Robert Davi was
Had
a dog named Daisy.
Yeah, yeah. And so Robert says, here I got the dog, you know, this, my dog had all the puppies.
And the dog was a dog, and that dog had another one, had a son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
So we take the dog, Orvi.
Yeah, that's right. We took this son of a bitch, and we got the dog now. We're sharing it, you know, which is good, because you don't live so far from me
also,
in the Malibu.
If I go off to do a movie, what you can do is watch the dog.
Yeah. So last time, if Jean-Claude Van Damme has a movie, I'll watch the dog. I do a movie, Jean-Claude has the dog. But this son of a bitch, this dog is pooing inside.
They take a poop inside.
Yeah. Another thing you don't want to do is eat the food. You
it
know,
does if you put
you
it
got for him. Yeah.
I have in my TV room, in my upstairs TV room, I have a low coffee table. And what I do is sometimes I order Chinese food. And when I put it down there, I sit down next to the small table and I eat the Chinese food. Now, this son of a bitch, Orvi, comes up sometimes to beg to get the wonton or whatever or fucking mushu. And what I do is say, hey, son of a bitch, get out of here. And he goes and whimpers in the corner, but always sneaking some of that bullshit Mosho.
Yeah. Yeah. Or how about the other day, you know, I take the dog to the dog park. You know, I go there, drive all the way there, you go to find parking for the Humvee, you know. It's so hard to park here. And then you go in, you got to open the one door. You got to make sure the other door is closed before you open the door so that no dog got away, you know. But then I take Harvey there. And then as soon as I open the next door, he runs away to go with the other dogs. I'm like, Harvey, you son of a bitch. Get back here. Come on. Don't run away.
The dog is going to run into oncoming traffic. Yeah. That son of a bitch.
Yeah, this dog is a son of a bitch.
This fucking dog is such a son of a bitch.
Yeah, because Robert Davi's dog, Daisy,
had a dog.
We don't mean that it's a son of a bitch.
We're not bad-mouthing dogs
no.
because of PETA coming out us and saying, you guys are saying bad words to these animals.
No, it don't mean like that. It's just, it's very simple. When a woman dog who's a bitch has the dog puppy, in this case it's Harley.
Of a not a dick penis.
Yeah,
it comes out of a pussy vagina.
Yeah.
So then when that means it's coming out of a bitch.
The dog's pussy.
Right.
Yeah.
So the dog comes out of a bitch.
Yeah. So it's so funny. Why is it so funny that the dog comes out of it? Yeah.
So then,
I don't know. I'm so juvenile to think a dog pussy is so funny.
Since the dog doesn't have a dick, it has a pussy.
Yeah.
That pussy opens up. Because it's a female, and then
the dog is born, the puppy.
And because of that, that dog
is
a son of a
bitch. With a son of a bitch. Harvey, you're a son of a bitch.
And then when the dog poops on the lawn, it's a good dog. But
when
it poops on my Chinese food, that dog is a son of a bitch.
Yeah. If the dog poops outside, he takes a shit, make a poo. Then I'm like, Harry, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
And I mean in a nice
in
way.
In a nice way.
Because it is a son of a bitch.
It is a son
but
of a bitch.
But if the dog takes a shit on the Jean-Claude Van Damme's carpet, I'm like, Harvey, you son of a bitch.
In a bad
way. That's a bad way, yeah.
Right.
So I don't know what to do the house training. We got the trainers here. We got the obedience guy to come, you know. There's this guy who comes into the sweltering heat. He's wearing a bow tie. I don't trust this guy.
But that means something. One time the dog, when we got the first guy that we thought we were going to use, we had the other dog, our dog, that son of a bitch, Orvi, was growling at him. And I read this book saying that the dog isn't necessarily growling at him.
Yeah.
He was growling at us, intuitively not liking.
But also then the same dog therapist said that the dog is mad at his mother. And why is he mad at that bitch? It's because the mother is not there. And I'm like, that's hard, you know. You son of a bitch.
Bitch is not there for her son of a bitch. It is not his fault. They're not human. They're not human. They're dogs.
No, they're dogs,
So
I had lots of dogs. I used to have this son of a bitch named Patches. He was a good dog. I had a son of a bitch named Duke. That was a good dog also.
I had a son of a bitch named Maddie.
Yeah, that is a good dog.
I had a son of a bitch named Cody.
Yeah, I had a son of a bitch named Bullet.
I had a son of a bitch named Rover.
Yeah, I had a son of a bitch named Spot. You know,
son of a bitch, and I named him Bear.
Yeah, which is a good name for a dog because it looks like a bear.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
It was a big dog, and
big
it was
Newfoundland
a son
dog.
Of a
What a son of a
bitch.
Bitch that dog was. I had a son of a bitch named Sylvester, you know. Cause
that was
a
big
joke.
Yeah, that was a big joke.
A good
from
friend,
friend
Sly Stallone.
I had a son of a bitch named... We called him Fuck Dog.
Yeah, that's a good name for a dog. Everybody gets a name for your dog. He's a fat dog,
yeah.
I got a son of a bitch Shih Tzu called Giggles.
That's a nice name. Yeah. We both had lots of son of a bitches.
I had so many son of a bitch. like this dog Giggles, middle name was the clown dog, last name Schwarzenegger.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Giggles the clown dog Schwarzenegger.
People do yeah. when he goes
no, because
away.
I broke my leg doing True Lies. Ah. So this dog made me laugh. But now that Jean-Claude Van Damme and I, we share a dog. What are we gonna do? I think I need the dog pooing everywhere, shitting everywhere, come out of his bitch mom's pussy, dog pussy.
It came right out of that bitch.
Yeah.
That bitch opened up her pussy and that dog came out.
Yeah.
That so this son is of a bitch.
Yeah. This Harvey, you son of a bitch. That's a good podcast. We just talk. No, you know, pushing
we,
it.
We have no pushing before. Agenda.
Yeah. Don't talk about the show business. Don't talk about anything.
We
just
call
Harvey,
this
you son of a bitch, you.
Orvi.
Orvi, yeah, Harvey.
Orvi.
The son of a
the
bitch.
Son of a bitch.
So, you want to talk about that?
I don't know if I want to, but I think we should.
Why should we?
Because okay. It's part of life.
What?
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you listen to 10-Minute Podcast.
Hey, welcome to 10-Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon,
you're doing a voice.
No, this is my voice.
No, it's not.
Go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit the Amazon banner. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Chris.
Dude.
It's my new thing.
But people won't hear your name.
They know who I am. They hear my voice. They know who I am. I'm omnipresent.
Hey, don't.
I'm Chris D'Elia. I don't have a nickname. It was Raw. What did you see? What did you get?
What did you see? What did you get? Hey, so Brian isn't here right now.
Thank gosh.
Yeah, because
thank
he hasn't.
For small favors.
Right. And he just hasn't shown up to what we're recording yet.
Right.
So, blah, blah, blah.
Dude.
Here's Brian.
Yeah. Here's Brian.
I'm sorry,
bees.
Guys. Bees.
Prayer bears.
Bees, the C word, bears.
Keep it, skin tight.
Yeah, my skin's
catch
tight.
Catch dogs.
Yeah, catch dogs. Hey, I'm Musso Ngole or
yeah,
whatever.
Hey, the top of my head is cold.
What?
Because I don't have.
I have less hair on my head.
I mean, make me feel bad.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
I want to talk about something that people need to know about.
Okay.
And that we don't think about. And I think that we do think about in the back of our minds.
Okay.
We don't think about on the forefront of our minds.
Okie doke.
Because I think that we're scared and fear mm-hmm. can control you. But right mm-hmm. now, I want to look fear right in the eyes.
Right.
And I want to say, hey, fear, mm-hmm. today,
yeah.
I control you.
Stop explaining it and just say what
okay.
you'd like to talk
but
about.
But what I'm saying is, we know it's a part of life.
Yeah. Okay.
Death.
Oh, yeah. Death is a part of life.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm happy you brought this up without Brian here.
Me too, because Brian would have already said 14,000 words.
Yeah, he would have said, you know, it's interesting, you know, man's fascination with death.
Yes,
you know, I'm
yes.
reading
a book.
Called yeah. Death in the 21st Century,
right,
talking
right.
about how people die differently in the 21st yeah. century than they did even in the 20th century, and certainly an exponential difference from that of the 19th
yeah.
century.
And death is a natural thing. And once we succumb to understanding the humanness of it and how natural it is.
Yeah. You know, demystifying death is the foreword is written by Dr. Jack Kevorkian right before he went into prison. What do you want to say about death, Chris?
Well, I want to come out and say that we're scared of the unknown, and guess what? I don't know about it, and I'm scared of it.
Okay, but
I want to stare fear in the face.
Yeah, man.
And I say, I'm not scared of you.
Yeah.
But I am, though.
Right.
But I'm not because I'm saying I am. Okay. Understand?
Yeah, but we have 7 minutes left. So
but
now,
you know the end of 8 Mile when Eminem is like, "Yeah, you fucked my girl. Now what are you gonna say?"
That's right.
That's what I'm doing to fear.
You're kind of coming in.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm scared of death. Now what?
Yeah, you're
know?
Eminem.
Yeah,
you're Eminem and death.
Well, I did 8 Mile to death.
You did 8 Mile to death.
8 Mile to death.
Yeah, death is scary, man.
Right.
Because
you die
yeah.
and then no more. But
right.
guess what?
What?
No more isn't even something. You just die and you don't think no more.
What?
You don't know that.
But you
no
don't
more.
Know that. You don't know that.
Well, okay. Let's just assume when death. You know what? It's not even death, dude.
Right.
You know
renewal.
What it probably
it's
is?
Renewal.
No. You know what it probably is?
What?
Stopping? Yeah. You probably just stop.
Yeah, but
stop
that's the same as
doing.
Death is stopping.
Right. So
yeah.
I want to call it
the finite stop.
I think it's stopping doing one thing, but maybe doing some other things.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you know what we know for sure?
What?
Stopping.
That's true. What we do know for sure is stopping. We'd like to believe.
We don't know anything beyond
the
stopping.
We really don't. We know nothing beyond the stopping.
And that's what I'm scared of, is beyond the stopping. Because okay. You know what I'm mostly scared of?
What?
Besides beyond the stopping?
What?
Just stopping.
I don't want to.
But then again, when that happens, won't be scared, because scared stops.
Have you ever almost died?
No.
I've almost died. Stop. I can
almost stopped.
All right, I've almost stopped. I can say that safely. I had a heart infection years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah, in 2001.
Your heart almost stopped.
Yeah, my heart almost stopped.
So you stopped almost.
Right, I almost stopped. Yeah, and you know, I got this heart infection in the weirdest way, and this is actually maybe something you don't know about and you should. You can get it real easily through dental work. Mm-hmm. And I had something as simple as this. Yeah. I had a nerve exposed because a filling popped out. I was on vacation in Canada. Mm-hmm. I'm not insured in Canada, even though it's socialized medicine for everybody. You know, I'm from Canada, but I'm here and I'm over there and I'm like, fuck it, I'll get it fixed when I get back.
Yeah.
I was there for a little bit too long. Finally, the pain was too much.
Where, in your mouth?
Yeah, the pain in my mouth. And it was Canada Day. It was July the 1st, 2001, and we had a dentist come in Canada, fixed my stuff, and what we figured out later, me and my doctor here in LA, is that there must have been some dirty equipment because they just didn't go through the thing.
Well, Canada's a third.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the dentist had to come out and open his practice on a holiday, so the hygienist wasn't there, so on and so forth.
Interesting.
Yeah, so now skip the ballyhoo, and 10 days in, I can't stay awake, and I'm in so much pain.
What?
Yeah.
So you're falling asleep or what?
Oh, yeah, couldn't stay awake. It was fucking crazy, because there are two sacks that surround your heart, and
like Saks Fifth Avenue, or
nah, man, like Saks, you know, and there's no, not Saks,
John,
damn it,
Saks played for the Dodgers,
no, and not saxophone,
okay,
and not Steve Saks,
Steve Saks,
there you go, yeah, and there's like a millimeter or two of fluid in between them. Anyway, the thing fills up with fluid. It constricts the heart, and it eventually
what happened?
It's pericarditis, and the heart stops. And it got real gnarly, right, because I waited so long.
Right,
I was a dumb kid. I was probably 26.
Well,
and
now that there's 6 listeners left,
what? Almost died, man.
No, you almost stopped, and you almost found out what's beyond the stop.
Yeah, and there was one day where they made me sign out the hardcore papers, the bad.
Really? If you die, if you stop,
the bad papers.
But guess what? You don't have to worry about
what's that?
Signing those papers. You know why?
Why?
If you die, who cares? You just stop.
Well, there are some people who would have cared.
Right. Your mom, your dad,
my mom, my
your
dad,
brother,
my brother, my sister.
Your sister.
I called my
your
brother.
Sons.
I don't have any sons.
Right, but if you did,
They would have cared.
Right.
I called my brother. And you know,
I might stop.
I told him everything in this. This was my pace of voice. Hey, listen.
Because you had your
Because I couldn't speak.
Whoa.
I was so fucked up. And I get the whole thing out, and the first thing out of his mouth was, "You didn't tell mom and dad, did you?"
Oh God!
Because you know, me and my brother and sister kind of have that pact. You don't tell
Italian.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Right.
You don't tell your immigrant Italian parents to worry about something, because then they'll worry.
Yeah.
I remember that
movie with Danny Aiello.
Yeah, it was Tony Danza and Danny Aiello.
Right, right.
Don't tell ma.
That's what it's called.
John Turturro, Danny Aiello, and
it was called Don't Tell Ma.
Don't Tell Ma.
And they were all on the cover, like going like this with their hands up.
What's going on? Don't tell
Except
Ma.
Except one person was doing it like this.
Yeah, one's got the fingers together. Yeah. What are you doing? You're telling Ma. Anyway, what a bummer. Almost died, didn't.
Okay, so now that there's 3 listeners left,
yeah.
I want to talk about, what do you think is beyond the stop, dude?
Beyond the, don't call it that, and I'll answer that question.
Well, what do you think is beyond
You said it. You said
well, it's
it.
My
it anyway.
Term right. that I'm coining.
All right. Beyond the stop? Gee whiz. If you ever decide to drop out of the business and just take off, I want you to write a book about death called Beyond the Stop.
I will.
That's how you reconnect with Brian years later. He's like, oh, I read this book for my fucking... This guy used to be one of my best friends. He wrote Beyond the Stop. It was genius.
Yeah.
He lives up in the woods somewhere.
I guess what the book is. You open up the book, blank pages.
Oh, sweet.
Right?
And you fill the pages.
Right. Because not that though.
And then the last page, it says, don't tell ma. Ganoush you.
Yeah.
What? What do I think is beyond the stop?
Yeah.
Dude, look, if I tell you, if I sit here, if Will sits here and tells Chris what I think is beyond the stop.
I got a feeling
you're
Chris is going to make a lot of fun and Will.
But you're also going to get blood red mad.
Oh, that's true. And I'm also going to get painstakingly bored.
I don't think we die.
I'm angry.
And I think
I'm angry.
That, I think that
and
we.
I'm angry.
I think that we come to this plane of existence.
Yep.
When we are ready.
And you know
and
what,
think,
dude?
And I think we come in one form, and we are here to learn and leave in a different way than the way we
okay.
got here.
And that's now, you know why you think that?
Why do I think that?
Just cause.
No, man.
And that's what makes me angry.
No.
You just kind of thought it.
No,
and
no. It's what I believe. It's what I feel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I feel?
What's that?
That's bullshit.
No, I don't think
it's and I feel like no. when you die, yeah. you stop.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah, because...
And I hope it does not... It's not true. I hope your way's true.
Well, speaking as a man who sat there and laid there and signed the bad papers,
mm-hmm.
I feel that we keep going.
Okay, well, we keep going, and we keep going. We get to a place where Nicolas Cage is Lord, and then we do everything he says, and it's crazy, and everyone has eagles.
What do you mean you have eagles?
We have
you
eagles.
You can't just say
we
that.
We have trained eagles.
You can train eagles
no,
here.
No, but we have them already built in, and we have castles.
I'm going to say this.
All right.
Completely objectively.
Fucking you didn't.
Some podcasts are slow.
Your mouth.
Shh. And
wait.
You don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
You don't understand the way things work.
Tighten.
We talk for a few seconds before the fucking song, and you just go for something.
Yeah, so what?
Well,
tighten your mouth. Can I be honest with you? When you get tired, your mouth gets loose.
No.
And it looks spoiled. You have a spoiled, twisted mouth.
I don't think so. But look.
Tighten your mouth.
You guys,
up.
Look, let's just do something here. Because I want to talk about my tour dates. I got this theater tour coming out. But right now, we are at the doing the 10-Minute Podcast. And go ahead. We want to introduce
I'm Brian
yourself.
The Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia. I'm a Raw. I don't have a nickname. It's just what you see is what you get. Now, who do we have here filling
That's
in for Will Sasso?
That's your nickname.
Go ahead.
Will Sasso.
Go ahead.
Right. No, but it's your turn. So,
hi.
We've got somebody here.
Yeah, go ahead. This Go ahead,
third,
do your thing.
This
I'm
the
just
third
here.
Time that
oh, you want
here.
Me to introduce
yes.
myself?
Right. And you're a...
Hi.
Got it back hey, off.
Do you guys want to do it?
Let him do it. Let him do it.
Want me to do it?
Yeah. So what's your name?
Do you want me to do it?
What's your name?
Chris, you want me to do it?
Yeah.
You got to back off the mic.
You want me to back
David,
off the... Go ahead.
What's your name?
Go ahead.
All right,
no, when
so...
You when you do that with your nose.
Hi, this is David Greco.
Right, great.
Professional
okay.
podcast
great.
Sidekick.
And what we were going to
you
do
know,
is
you
you're
know
just kind of filling
on
in and hanging out, but you're going to be the sidekick. Sidekick. Okay, sidekick.
Sidekicks.
Right, you're going to be the sidekick.
I'm just a professional podcast
sidekick. And Brian and I are just
going to
be the guys
sidekick.
Who have the podcast.
You know,
so what
you
you're going to do
is
you're just
going
to sit by
and
just kind of hang out and maybe throw in a little bit of a thing.
Watertown.
But what you don't need to do
I'm originally from Schenectady. I'm in the
what you're doing is you're talking too much already. Oh,
sir, go ahead.
Just hang back. Hang back, okay?
Go ahead.
So what we're trying to say is, 1 second. So I have a theater tour coming out, and it's the
yes.
first theater tour I'm doing, and I opened it up in New York, and I'm doing 31 cities.
Wow.
So it's very cool for me. I'm very excited. A lot of people are going to, you know.
A theater tour?
Yeah.
You're going to make some
No, it doesn't. It's not what it's about.
Where are
I mean?
You going?
I'm going to New York. I'm going to New York, D.C. I'm going to Florida, different places in Florida. I'm going to Chicago. I'm playing Seattle,
some of those,
Portland.
Of those places, by the way, my town.
Dallas.
I've been there a long time.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to tweet for you.
Well, you don't need to do that for me, dude.
But
I
thank will,
you,
because
but,
you're going to sell tickets. Because
okay.
I come in with the quips and the humor, the jape and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what, bro?
But only come just, in with that. Don't say you come in with that.
Yeah, I come in with the gaffes and the humor.
You can't interrupt
and
us like
jokes.
This.
And the jokes.
Yeah, but you're interrupting. You know that,
No,
right?
but I'm a professional podcast sidekick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my nose
but
has got a nasal
saying
condition.
Because
I'm, you know, I'm in the pipe for this union. I'm a plumber up in Schenectady,
right,
New York.
Yeah.
And so I come in, I bust out the drywall for
right,
you. Right. You remember, right?
Right, we know.
Right. So I come in and, you know, that's why. So I think I got some kind of...
Nasal
condition,
but,
yeah.
but you got to
right.
nobody. You got to back off
I'm
when
not,
you do that.
Look, can
also,
I just say
it's not about
thing?
Backing off. It's about maybe not saying that so much.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say
not
that,
interrupting us.
But I'm the sidekick. So you guys
okay.
come. You guys.
So that's why
think,
when we talk about the theater
in,
tour,
right?
And
you
we're
gonna,
talking about
are you
different
be in
places.
Upstate at all?
Yeah, I am going to actually.
Oh, where are you going to do?
I think I might be in Albany.
Albany? Oh, you got to go see Barbara and a
no,
barn owl.
No, he doesn't.
Barbara and a barn owl.
I'm
going to
do
FM
okay,
radio.
Actually. I don't know if I have to do
FM
the radio,
radio
stuff,
talk.
But,
out right.
so,
north, you know,
but I'm playing a lot of different places.
Upstate
in fact,
New
I
York.
I can pull them up. But yeah, so it's going to be great. And you know, and I'm doing a lot of places that you like to do also. Like I'm going to even hit, I know we joke around about Minnesota and a lot. I'm going to be there.
My town.
Right.
Florida's my town. Certainly, some of these places are my spot, so I'm gonna
they're
send,
not really
I'm
your
send
spot.
Out some,
Brian,
I'm send
your,
out some.
Oh, here's an interesting thing to come in as a sidekick. What's your favorite comedy place? Comedy
mine?
Stand up to do.
All right.
Probably.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Up, go ahead.
Florida is Florida and Canada are my spots.
I really like Florida and I really like Canada. Yeah. I love Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, that's my
it's my town. That's my town.
Don't say that.
How about the Britney Spears?
Don't say that's my house.
Hey, what's going on with that?
Miami. I'm going to be in Miami and Tampa.
Hey, how about that Britney Spears?
West Palm Beach, Orlando.
Hey guys, how about that Britney Spears? She shaved the head. Christ. She went crazy.
That was like that was so 7 years ago.
Yeah,
it's maybe even longer than that.
Now, then you guys, I come in, I bring the right. Then but you guys talk
current.
About it.
That's not current, and we're not talking about that right now.
No, we're not.
Let's just talk about what we're talking about. Different places to perform.
Professional podcast sidekick.
Indianapolis, Royal Oak, Michigan, Columbus, Ohio, Toronto. Jesus Christ!
Dude. Wait, bro, what are you doing, man?
No, go ahead.
You gotta back off when you do that. You have to do that.
You should.
You cannot do that anymore.
You ever play? You ever do that show out of Niagara Falls called "A Coach and a Clownfish"?
No.
No, I don't do that.
All right, go ahead.
We do.
Go ahead. Talk about your tour. Go ahead.
I start the tour in Westbury, New York. You might know where that is.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Westbury. Yeah,
why
sure.
Why are you starting the tour there?
You know what you got to do is you got to go do the morning show out there. You'll get a lot of people out to your tour.
You know, the theater
are you pre-selling tickets? Are you Ticketmaster?
The theater is 650 people.
Oh, so people could do some walk-ins, walk-ups?
I'd probably sell it out before it
But if you show up, you do Greg and Nicole.
Right, yeah.
Greg and Nicole.
I don't think I'll do that. Greg and Nicole. Is that a dog?
Yeah, that's a dog.
So he's got a dog, or is there a guy named
the Collie dog.
I'm starting
his real
Brian.
Name is Colin.
Brian,
that's
I'm starting
why
it in New York because God. I'm doing a run that weekend,
Colin,
New York,
the
and then I'm doing
dog.
Atlantic City and Washington, D.C.
What about Robert Downey Jr.? He woke up in someone else's bed? What's going on there?
David.
Yeah. David.
That was again, 7 years
seven
ago.
7 years ago, David.
It was before Iron Man.
You know that, right?
Yeah, he woke up in someone else's bed or something. He's got a problem or something.
No, that was well. That's he doesn't have a problem anymore.
No, he sure does.
He's got it under control.
Well, no, I'm just the sidekick. You got, you know, I come in with the wall of jokes and the gags and that sort of thing.
Well, please, I mean, look,
thing.
You don't have to do that and get off topic.
All right,
but if you
go
do,
ahead.
Please just pick something
current. Go ahead.
You know,
I mean, Jesus Christ,
your quips and your jokes.
Why don't you talk about? Hey, you know, heard what happened to OJ?
Oh, yeah. What happened to his OJ? What's going on with him now?
What?
Well, he's in jail for a completely different offense.
Well, hold on. What?
What? Are you saying a glove doesn't fit? You must have quit.
I was joking. I was being sarcastic. That happened fucking 20 years ago.
Yeah, but I'm the sidekick. You guys don't understand.
That's not
I've done
okay.
so many. I've done 500 FM show. I've done AM radio. I've done podcasts. This is how you do it.
No, it's not how
I
you do it.
You guys provide the comedy.
I was joking about the OJ
thing. Come in. Well, it's no reason to joke.
No, I was joking with you. That was so long ago.
With you.
Go ahead.
You don't get it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, anyway, I know you like some of these cities, Brian. And go to my website, chrislea.com. You can see me, you know, there. So,
I don't want to turn this podcast into a big promo.
You know, there's actually
you know?
Bigger problems on this podcast right now than me turning it into a promotion.
Yeah.
So, let's just pick
like
up
what?
The scraps here.
Like what?
Your nasal fucking condition.
Yeah, it bothers me a lot.
Why are you getting all upset? I'm just trying to do my best.
Do something about it.
Podcast
or get off the mic.
Hey, how about that Brett Butler on Grace on a Fire? Here, she's a real bitch, everybody.
Are you 20 years old, bro?
All right, she was a real bitch.
Are you fucking kidding me?
She's a bitch, the people on the crew.
That was 30 years ago.
Oh, hold on. What? Oh.
Brian. Brian, it's not going to help his nasal condition.
What are you doing?
Sorry. It's what I think of you.
I'm actually fine with it this time.
It's what I think of you.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what I want.
Is that you?
Is that you?
Oh, makes it worse. Brian, what are you... What?
Ew.
That was nothing. That was nothing. Right. You know, if Will was here,
thinks.
He would...
That's what he thinks.
Ram his head up your ass and get more fart out of you. Hey, guys, that was a funny quip I just came up with. I came up with a joke.
It's not a joke,
my
dude.
My own funny
David,
gaff.
You are not funny. I'm going to tell you something.
Ah, come on.
You're not. You have to work on your humor, man. Have you studied, I don't even know what to say to you.
Hey, what's going on with a Jerry Seinfeld dating a young girl?
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
that was when
man.
Seinfeld was on.
Yeah, Seinfeld. That's a great show.
It was a great show.
Now, how about this guy over here? You know, Seinfeld wouldn't fart in the mic.
Rumpelstiltskin.
It's not professional. I'm a professional podcast sidekick. I'd never fart in the
You're
mic.
Not
That's
a professional.
Actually not something to be a professional for.
Are you getting paid?
We're not paying you.
Who's paying you?
You guys.
We're not paying you. We thought we were helping you.
Well, I mean, maybe I could maybe come tour with you, open up for you. Maybe
absolutely
just
not.
No way.
To something.
No. No way. No way.
I'm a professional Brian, podcast sidekick.
Look at me. Yes. No way. Right, no fucking
ahead.
Way.
Go ahead.
And you're not a professional.
I don't want to mess up your show you don't here,
get,
you know.
You don't get paid.
You guys got a good show going.
You did mess up our show. And Chris, for sure come up with something less boring than your dumb tour dates.
I'll tell you what you
well,
should
do. Well, it was. We could have turned it into anything but fucking David Greco.
You got to go up to Saranac Lake if you're going to do a tour. They got a great...
I'm not doing stand-up on a lake.
No
they got
way.
A, they got the...
That's not a good idea.
Timmy's Comedy Club. Timmy and the Lion.
I don't even... That's Timmy, probably from a long
time. He's
got
a comedy
ago.
Club, but they Every... also got the... They got the... Also, they got the... AM radio talk show. Hey, thanks for listening to the time of the podcast. I'm David Greco, professional podcast sidekick.
Not a professional. You don't These get guys, for it.
Well, you could see me in Rochester when I go in there. I guest on a FM show up there, Barney and the Beetle.
I don't even know what to say.
Everything is a person and an animal.
Yeah, he's a great FM talk show.
Hey, man.
Where is he?
How's it going? What, Chris?
Yeah.
Who cares? Let's just do it without him.
It's so obnoxious. Did he text you it or anything?
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, what you do is you go to 10minutepodcast.com.
So you started well. And
then you hit
losing
the
energy.
Amazon
button. You're losing energy.
One third of us isn't here. No, I don't care. My name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face, the White Samoan
no,
Hulk.
That's so long.
And
it's such a long nickname,
Chief
bro.
Engineer of Laughter and Cheer, Sasa.
You know, it makes...
What's
it,
your name? What's it, your name,
Brian
dude?
Brian the Kid Callen.
Crystalia is not here. He should be here any second. Yeah. And or we hope. But we've just decided to go on without him because,
Let's
you know,
it.
We
Let's
got a bunch of episodes
down.
Without
we don't
you
need him.
Recently. Here and there.
So we don't need him. We can lay one down.
All right, so go for it. Well, how are you doing, Brian? What would you like to talk about, Brian?
Crushing it.
Yeah, you're crushing it?
I'm crushing it.
Okay. I would expect no less. Yeah, you seem to say that a lot, no matter what. Is that a front? You fronting?
A little bit.
Yeah? You got pra?
I do have some auditions, and I think I'm going to get them. And I think this is the year that I really
break. Yeah, don't say that. Don't say that. Oh, look, he's calling. Hold on.
Hey, stuck in traffic. Hey, get here. Get here for sure. For sure, get here.
Hold on. Let's put him on.
I bet he's on the 5.
Hey.
Hey.
Chris?
Where are you?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's up? Were you getting here? We already started.
Hold on. Shh.
What's going on?
Shh, for a second. Okay.
Why do we have to shush? We're doing the podcast.
I know.
Where are you, bro?
It's a long explanation. Okay?
What?
Okay. Are you all right?
There's a long explanation. Yeah, but I have to be kind of a little bit quiet, okay?
Okay, so give us the explanation.
Okay. So, listen. I got myself into a little bit of a conundrum.
Okay.
Needless to say.
All right?
So, God. Hold on. Shh. Wait, hold on one second.
What are you doing?
Something's up.
No, well, okay. But
Chris would never use the word conundrum.
Yeah, I've never heard him use that word. Where are you? What are you doing?
Because I have to wait for the guard to go. I have to wait for the guard.
Chris,
the guard or the car?
Yeah, a guard.
A guard.
A car? Like your car?
Guard. He's drawing out the A longer than he should.
Is your car in the shop?
It's
or the
pronounced
wash?
Guard, not guard.
Brian, back off the fucking mic.
I thought I would take a little trip, you know? Scott's been getting to me. And I had a job to do. I had a job to do, a stand-up job in overseas.
It's a what job?
I had a job to do overseas.
Where?
You know,
where overseas? What kind of job and where?
You mean like a stand-up gig?
Yeah, exactly. I got paid to go do a gig in Paris. You know?
Yeah, and you're in Paris right now?
I was supposed to go to Paris, but in the middle of it, I got rerouted. I got in a lot of trouble.
To where? Where did you get rerouted? Talk. You're not making any sense.
Vietnam.
You're in Vietnam right now?
Are you? Hold on.
Shh, hold on.
Wait, just listen.
All right.
Are you in trouble?
I'm in a little bit of trouble, yeah. I'm in Vietnam. I got captured. And
Hold on. Captured, you got captured. Where are you in Vietnam? What area of Vietnam?
What's Viet Cong?
Are you near water?
Yes, I'm definitely near water.
Okay, are you near the Mekong Delta?
Brian. Don't say Mekong Delta just to sound cool.
Because I know Vietnam.
No, you don't know Vietnam. Chris is actually, sounds like he's actually in
trouble.
Are
you near a river?
Chris, look.
Hold on, let me handle this.
No, I'm going to handle it. Chris, we're going to call the embassy and we're going to get you out of Vietnam.
The embassy's not going to help you, Will.
What are you talking about? The embassy's not going to help you.
Because if he's caught, if he's been captured by fucking river pirates, it's a major problem.
Chris, just.
Are they river pirates? Problem. Chris.
This is a major fucking problem, all right? Because I got. Hold on. Okay, because I got these guys, these Vietnamese guys with guns, and they trapped me, and I'm behind bars right now, and I was in a boat, and now I'm just talking to the Mekong.
You were in a boat in the Mekong Delta.
Wait, Chris, are you telling us to shush or someone over there?
Shush. One second. Hold on one second, guys. Yeah.
Okay, Brian,
just over there. I'll meet you back at the bar. Bye-bye.
Wait, hold on. What was that?
What is it?
What was that?
Is he calling your phone?
That's actually a good point.
Have your phone on you and you're calling from Vietnam?
Yeah, I thought you were calling from your car. You're caught in traffic. Yeah. This is your phone number.
No. Listen to me. I know because I'm crafty. Do you know how I'm crafty?
Wow.
Okay, so basically what I did was when they first came, when the Miklos Vietnam guys came up.
The Mekong River Pirates.
Yeah, you're saying Miklos, like my friends Johan and Miklos who I go hiking with in Topanga.
Whatever the Viet Cong guys were.
No, the river pirates. They're very thorough. They would take your phone. Right. Why did they not take your phone?
No. Because when I first saw them, I put my phone in my anus.
That's the first place they check, bro. That's probably a lie.
They're going up there for
other
reasons.
You're not hiding
too,
a phone
Brian.
In your anus, bro.
Brian, like Brian says, these are pirates.
They're river pirates.
Yeah, they're different. They're fucked up. They're gonna.
You're lucky that you're not filleted right now.
Yeah.
Can you listen to me?
Of course.
I put the phone in my anus, and these pirates didn't check it.
Sure.
And now I'm talking on the phone. There's a little bit of shit on my face.
Okay, listen to me.
Dude.
Okay, hold on. What do they want from you?
But that's small potatoes compared to what these fucking guys do.
What do they want from you?
They really wanted my jewelry. One second.
You don't wear jewelry.
You don't wear jewelry.
I know. I didn't wear jewelry, which is why they took me captive, and I'm talking on the phone.
Why do you keep telling us to hold on? Are you telling us to hold on for a second or someone else?
There's a little bit of shit in my eyes.
Okay, well, clean your eyes out. Can you get some water?
Do you have a swab?
He's going to get dengue fever out there, Brian.
Of course he is.
He's fucked.
Beach around 9:30.
Are you drinking? Wait.
What did you say? Did you say meet someone at the beach at 9:30?
Huh?
Chris, where are you?
Did you say you said you're going to meet someone at the beach at 9:30?
I'm in a lot of trouble. I got shit all over my mouth and eyes.
Well, hold on. You had a little bit of shit on your face. Now it's in your eyes and all over your mouth. You keep changing your story.
Okay, wait.
If you are indeed being held captive by Vietnamese river pirates,
Brian,
you would not have your
Brian,
fucking phone.
All right, okay, calm down, Brian.
I don't believe the guy.
Chris, listen to me. On our friendship, are you in Vietnam right now?
Chris, where are you, dude?
I'm in Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Where in Hawaii? Hold on. Where in Hawaii?
I'm in Maui. It's one of the medium-sized islands.
What island?
Yeah, we know which island.
Yeah, what island?
Maui, Brian.
You just said Maui. Okay, where in Maui?
It doesn't matter where he is.
It doesn't because
he's on vacation.
I don't believe him.
He's on vacation.
He was supposed to be here. When did you get on a plane?
I am on vacation, dude, and I don't know. I wanted you guys to think I was cool and in some trouble and shit. You guys are always talking about how I eat mustard sandwiches.
Oh, Christ.
Well, we don't mean that you mean eat mustard sandwiches, dude.
You don't have to prove shit to us.
I haven't eaten one mustard sandwich.
No, nobody would eat just a mustard sandwich,
right,
Chris, of course.
I don't do that.
Right,
okay,
well,
but you don't have to
pretend.
You don't have to pretend that you're going to Vietnam and getting captured.
Right. If you want to go to Hawaii.
Just to say that you're not eating mustard sandwiches. And if you want to go to Hawaii, go to fucking Hawaii. It's a free country.
But tell us.
I'm in Oahu or Maui, and so I'm saying that.
Hold on, you just said you were in Maui.
Yeah, I'm in Maui. I'm in one of the medium-sized islands. I got it mixed up with Oahu. I'm sorry. All right, no fucking.
Who's there with you?
Yeah,
who's there with you?
Yeah.
I I got a few girls. And,
put them on the phone.
Take a picture right now.
Put them on the phone. No.
Take a picture of
Brian,
you.
Brian, shut your trap. Put them on the phone right now.
I just told them I would meet them at the beach, so they're not here now.
Take a picture of the beach right now.
Take a picture of the beach.
Take a picture of right now. Take a picture of the beach. Send it to us.
I would, but my phone never works like that.
That's, you send pictures all the time.
Okay, Chris, now I'm going to have to fucking ask. Are you, this is fucking, he's crazy.
On our friendship.
He's out of his mind. Are you in Hawaii or not?
No.
He's not in Hawaii.
Damn it. Where are you?
Where are you, dude?
I'm in my house.
Of course you are.
What are you? Well, then, what is this?
What the fuck is the problem?
Why
would
you
do this?
Man?
Why would you do this to us? Yeah, I was worried.
Because, man, I wanted you to think that I was captured by the what was it?
Viet Cong.
The river pirates in the Mekong Delta.
Oh, yeah, the Viet, whatever.
And then when I realized that that was not cool, and then I was trying to make you think I was cool, but then I realized when I said I had shit all over my eyes and mouth that that's not cool, so I figured I would just come clean and say I was on vacation in Hawaii. But I wasn't.
It's a dumb idea, dude.
It's a really good idea. This is TMP, the musical.
No, it's not.
We're gonna sing everything to you. Slow. And you don't know how long they last.
Don't.
That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Okay, the problem with the idea is...
Hey, you're not singing.
Back off the fucking
You've
mic.
Got
Brian,
to
Brian,
sing.
I'm dead serious. You have to back off the mic.
I won't do anything you tell me to because I'm a free man. This is my country and it's how I feel.
Let
so
me explain.
Do me a favor
me to
and sing a song for us.
Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast. If you're going to
buy something... One thing I'm not going to do is do a singing podcast.
But you're already doing it.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Easy.
And you're making it sort of like...
The rule is you've got to sing every single...
Okay,
thing
but
you
he's
say.
Making it sound like he's making it sound like Our Town, which is not the musical that this would be.
Hi, Will here. Allow me to first of all explain the background noise. I'm actually sitting on an airplane. I'm on my way home to LA from Toronto, where I was shooting something for a month and a bit, by way of Vancouver. Stopped in there too. That's where I'm from. Okay, it doesn't matter. That part doesn't matter. Here's the point. This is worst of TMP5. Brian Callen pitched and did not carry out or deliver on this horrible idea he had of doing a musical TMP. It's TMP the musical, or whatever the fuck. It was terrible. He had no ideas, no pitches, no ways to make it. I don't even want to use the word good. There's no... It's just so bad, and both the guys didn't want me to air it. But fuck you, I'm airing it. And this is my form of protest. Literally recording the wraparounds on a noisy airplane, recording using a little iPhone mic, and it sucks. Okay? No worse than what Brian did with the episode. Think about it this way. Imagine the stuff I cut out to record these wraparounds. That, can you imagine just 10 minutes of this? Okay, let's get to it. Enjoy. And I don't know. I don't know what to say. Here it is. I shouldn't use the word enjoy. Fuck Brian. Check this out.
I'm Chris D'Elia and
seriously?
I don't have a nickname. Because I'm wrong, what you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get. I think Will's afraid to sing with us.
I'm not afraid to sing. You're just singing the wrong style. Because it's a musical that doesn't make it something that you have to sing the way you do. What if we did it like Grease? And we sang kind of like this.
Little funky.
Will's really bad at rhyming.
It doesn't
really
have to rhyme.
Rhyming.
As a matter of fact, let's do it like Les Mis, because they do not rhyme at all.
I like when they don't rhyme. I like when they don't rhyme.
Way to go, Chris. I didn't know you could hit those.
Hey, Brian, clear your throat before you sing. You sound like a balloon filled with pudding. Hey, I rhyme for your fucking ass. Which
you
have a...
Sing after you eat Chipotle.
Yes, I can.
What do you guys have? I didn't see the menu.
For sandwiches, a chicken, turkey, and ham. We have a cheese plate. We have.
What would you recommend? The harvest turkey or the grilled chicken? I'm going for the most dough.
The most dough?
Yeah, really? I'm going like anti low carb. Might as well be a dough goat.
That is the most dough.
Oh, that's a lot of dough.
That's the chicken.
That, the chicken has a lot of dough.
If this were a musical, both of you wouldn't even get cast in the workshop version that goes up in Seattle for about a week and a half because your voices really suck and Brian farts into the mic.
Well,
then explain this. How?
I can explain it.
But did you notice when Chris sang real loud, he backed up off the mic and Brian did not? Because that's... Brian knows so little, he knows so little.
And
Brian knows so little, he knows so little.
And
Brian knows so little, he knows so little.
And
podcasting, and he's cutting me off, so oops. First I didn't want to sing, and now I'm singing, and Brian cuts me off, so oops. I said first I didn't want to sing, now I am singing, but Brian cut me off, so oops. And Chris cut me off right there.
Oh, beef jerky?
Yeah, you know what? Why not? I'll do some beef jerky. Thanks. What's this? This isn't...
That is lemon and lime. I know it looks weird. It's delicious.
It's actually lemon or lime?
Actually, it's real. It's
no
real?
Aspartame. No
aspartame?
All right.
Here all day.
All righty. Thank you very much. Looks delicious.
Here's what I'm concerned about. It's a problem that we encounter. The fact that no one's listening to this, and I don't care if it rhymes. This episode sucks. I don't want to sing with you two fucking guys. But Chris, you're singing anyway.
Because what am I
going to
do? What am I going to do? Not do it. I got to be a team player. This is going to fail so miserably.
But guess what?
Let's know whose fault was it.
It's Brian's fault.
It was
Brian's
fault.
He kills bits. I said
balls. They kill bits before he starts. Now that there's five listeners left, let's commend them and say you're our five favorite listeners.
You're my five favorite listeners.
Brian, don't just repeat what Chris said. This is your dumb idea, so please come up with shit.
And
please sing something and
add
don't
to
do it.
It
in the same style.
I'm doing my best.
It's the same way
add
we all sang before. We're trying to do
it.
This weird little bridge part where
add
we're all
it.
Sort of like the
add
Jets and
it.
The Sharks going to the Rumble in West Side
add
Story. We're doing little kind of
can't believe,
staccato
can't
things.
Believe you mentioned Jets and Sharks
either
and Brian didn't run with the animal style.
How was that?
That was great. Thanks.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Anything else for you?
I think I'm all right. Actually, I'll just take
Smarties?
A... Smarties? That's a great Canadian treat.
Is this all finished?
Yes, it is. Thank you. I'll just take a club soda.
Club soda?
Yeah, thanks. All right. So, you see what I'm doing here? You see what I'm going for? I'm speaking to a flight attendant. We got the background noise of a plane. I'm enjoying a sandwich. Still, there's nothing I can do to make it shittier than what Brian Callen did. I can't raise the shit bar. Thank you very much.
Yes.
I'm all right. Thank you. You see, there's no way to make this episode worse than it already is. Chris said don't air this. Brian texted me after we recorded it, said don't air it. Fuck you guys. I'm airing it. And that's it. That's just that. I guess the only way to end this is to just let you hear how it ended, naturally. So, yeah, that's it. And that's what we're going to do. Feel free to register your disgust. Hit us up on Twitter at 10minpod, Facebook.com/10minpod, and let Brian know. Let at Brian Callen know just how terrible this fucking episode was. And you can blame all this on him. I made a conscious decision to record on a noisy airplane. That's exactly what this episode deserves. So I would say enjoy the rest of it, but that would be a fucking lie. Listen to the rest of it, and fuck it. That's it.
Clear your throat
Ew.
When you're singing. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Clear your throat.
I won.
Oh, gross.
Now
what?
Guys, keep singing.
No, Brian.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Hey, guys.
You know what, dude? Your stupid fucking bit.
Didn't really work, did it, guys?
No, and you know what, Brian?
You knew it wasn't going to.
You knew it wasn't going to work.
Well.
But you know what?
What?
We're going to air it anyway.
I ran out of wit.
Don't say that.
I did. I want to be honest with you guys. I ran out of wit. I'm lazy today.
Makes sense.
TMP the musical.
I've been spreading myself a little thin.
What the fuck is that?
I'm sorry for wasting everybody's time.
No, you're not.
You're not sorry.
You gotta do it again.
I'm not.
Chris maybe is yawning.
Maybe we could do another one.
No, no, we're never doing that again.
No, we're not doing that again.
I'll write some lyrics.
He wanted to do that for so long, by the way, and we just proved to him that we trump you when it comes to ideas. You can't fucking.
No, it's just because I didn't think it through.
Yeah. Oh. Well, think it through.
No, don't bully up on me now, guys.
We're not going to bully up. You know what? I'm just going to say thanks for listening to 10 Minute Podcast. If you like the
show, I hope you turned it off.
Rate and review it on iTunes. If you're not hearing this, then good, because this is the part that you should turn it off.
I hope that nobody hears this part.
Still a few seconds, Brian. Couple more. It's podcast time with the pals again.
So
here it is, guys. Here we are.
What are those words?
Nah, you got.
Use your words, bro.
Shut up, dude.
I don't give a fuck about your song.
You gotta fucking shut up.
You
know, the fucking
you
song.
Record this song, so
I'll let him talk.
I don't care. I don't care that people get to hear it. It doesn't matter.
No one's gonna
hear it all
the time. Let him exhaust himself.
You defend your song.
Let him go ahead.
Now there's no song. You don't want to say anything?
Let him exhaust himself. Hey, guys.
All right.
We're back.
Hey, we're back. You know, it's been a while since the three of us all recorded together. You know, unbeknownst to you.
Unbeknownst.
I must be having a stroke. We've been busy. We've been out of town. We've all been doing different things.
Mostly me.
Well, I've been doing a lot of Vegas. Vegas for one night.
If we're talking about a bunch of different things, me.
All right.
But,
no, I've been in Ontario for like 5 weeks.
Doing one thing, but I'm
in Canada.
But Vegas one night.
I'm a renaissance man.
Vegas one night. Vegas one night for me.
Vegas one night or Vegas one night?
Vegas one night for me. Lifetime average man.
What?
The things I do one night Vegas. Lifetime one average man.
I thought you were having a stroke.
No,
backwards.
The things I do in one night.
Really?
A lifetime.
Oh, what
Brian's spinning his finger.
What are some of the things?
Just
is that coming?
It's all of it.
He's
now.
Flexing
really?
His hips
right.
And shit.
Day.
All right.
Oh, hey.
All
right.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
To the 10 Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, you go to 10minutepodcast.com. That's how you buy your Amazon stuff. You will be supporting our show.
I do it.
Please do that. Chris does it. Brian doesn't
know
how to use
80%
it.
80% off.
No, that's not true.
Absolutely.
But you'll get your
true.
Shit for the you same price, and we'll get a kickback. It's a great way to support this show, so we keep it going. Another thing, you want t-shirts? Go to 10minutepodcast.merchtable.com.
You
get t-shirts.
Haven't seen dollar one.
Yes, you fucking
have. Yeah, you have, dude.
You have, idiot. Oh, okay. You have.
You've gotten checks, you fucking moron.
I have.
Yeah.
My people, I don't. Another I have thing. Money people, I don't touch money.
All right, cool. Yeah. Here's another thing also. If you like this show, because you know that we appreciate you. What you need to do is you go to iTunes and really, you rate and review the show. This is going to help us. Subscribe to the show on iTunes. Download it through iTunes. It's the easiest thing in the world.
All right. Fucking,
that way,
all right.
Hey,
you
I'm
get it
bored,
on your app.
Yeah.
You get
Who
it on the app
shit,
on the phone.
Dude.
Get the get the podcast.
I want to say
there,
something.
It'll just show
Who
up.
Who cares?
Here's the thing.
Can
it'll
you just
show
say your name?
Up. Every Tuesday and
fuck?
Thursday, you'll get a new show.
Who gives a fuck?
So subscribe. And
say your
Who
name.
Who gives a shit?
And subscribe.
Great.
And the thing I'm enjoying most about this is, until I say my name, you guys never say your name. So I can say all this shit that's kind of... Because you guys like to pretend that you're all, oh, we say whatever the fuck we want and we're fucking punk rock. But you know what? Brian and Chris, they're professionals. Look, they're just
no,
listening
I do whatever.
To me right now.
No,
oh,
not.
No, he does whatever?
Hey, bro.
Why are you smiling?
Bro.
All right. My name is Will, the chief engineer of laughter and cheer Sasso.
Listen, I'm Brian the Kid Callen. I want to apologize
Quiet.
In advance. It's
and not, I am Chris...
Hold on.
Well, I'm Chris... What? What were you going to say? Are you going to apologize for what?
You're Chris the furry bird.
No,
D'Elia.
No.
You're Chris the fur bird.
No, I'm
you're a
Chris
fur bird.
D'Elia, and I don't have a Come nickname. On. What you see is what you get.
He's right.
Right? And let me just say one thing. Washington, D.C., September 20th, I'll see you at the Lisner Auditorium. Go to my website, chrisdelia.com, for tickets.
Whoa.
That's September 20th, Washington, D.C.
Okay, that's
and
good.
Do not go see Brian Callen. I'll be in Atlantic City and Westbury, New York, too. Go
well,
check it.
Well, that's great. Now, if you're in Texas, I want to apologize, first of all, for clogging up traffic in advance. Because if you're anywhere near San Antonio, I'm going to be at the Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's this Friday.
So that's traffic 12th, in what? The parking lot? Because that only holds about 280. So how am I? Are you Luke Bryan?
It's a way bigger venue than you know.
Are you Luke Bryan?
Are you the Zach Brown Band?
Did you sell 52,000 tickets?
I don't. Yeah. I haven't
like
looked
Luke
at the
Bryan
numbers.
Did?
I haven't looked at the numbers yet.
Last week,
I haven't looked at the numbers yet. But I know that if you hear a loud noise, that's ribs a cracking as they're laughing. Ribs a cracking as they're laughing.
Is that your new song? Because you're in Lady Antebellum. Because how are you going to get that many people to show up?
Yeah.
Have you joined Lady Antebellum?
Because San Antonio knows.
Are you
and
in
Austin?
Are you in the band?
Are you in
Perry?
Fleetwood Mac?
Guys,
is that
has
you?
Fleetwood Mac?
Are you Journey?
Are you
alone?
Mick Fleetwood?
Huh.
Are you you're Christine McVie?
If you hear ribs a cracking,
are you Jesse
it'll
J?
Be Texas a laughing.
I like
if
Jesse
you
J.
Hear ribs a cracking, it'll be Texas a laughing at Brian
are
Gallagher Laugh Out Loud Comedy Club
September
12th, 13th, 14th.
Are you Chris D'Elia?
This weekend. Hey, bro.
What?
Hey, don't say
hey, you
that.
You know what? It's been a minute since the three of us actually got together and recorded. Like we said, you know, we've been banking a bunch of episodes.
I've been boxing.
But we call it corded. We call it corded.
We call it cordon. And over the weekend, Brian and I got together with our buddy Marshall, too.
Yep.
BKJJ.
Yep.
Big Killer Jr. Big Killer
Whatever
Jones
it is.
Jr. Yeah. And we're all texting each other, the four of us in a thread.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And the three of us and a bunch of other of our friends all met up at Will Rogers State Beach. And Chris was not there. But Chris
we were
was
digging in
the
sand. I'm talking about some serious volleyball. I'm talking about spiking,
digging,
setting.
We did some
beach
volleyball.
Oh, yeah. So wait, where do you guys – do
just
they have a place
water.
Do they have a place where they come around with buckets and collect your dicks and then put them on the
– Hey, man.
No, what is that supposed to mean?
Do they give you – or do they actually put on vagina – like, I don't understand how it works. Like, do you
– Why don't you want to go outside and go to the
beach? No,
because
it's not that. Being outside is cool.
Because he's a vampire.
Vampiro? Being outside is cool. But what I'm wondering on the volleyball side of things – Do they have like a guy that comes around that's security that's like, all right, fellas, hand over your dicks,
nope.
And then you put they put them in a box,
nope.
Or does a guy come out and say, nope. I've got this vagina that goes over your dick?
No.
Or what
maybe
is
that?
It?
Would probably no. be easier if
Bro,
that were the case.
We were playing with real professional fighters. We were digging. We were spiking.
What do they fight?
We
do they fight? Do
fight
they
each
fight
other?
Heterosexuality or what
yes,
is it
listen,
that they fight?
No, dude, no.
Bro, in the middle of games, we would hit that water, shark-infested water.
Yep.
We'd go deep.
I went way deeper than you. I took my boogie board out there, my fins.
We thought
fins.
You died.
Did you Are guys you get...
We literally were like, where's Will? We thought you died.
I had to go way
all
out
because
it was flat.
When you're that deep, does the salt water hurt your pussy or what?
Hey, bro.
Hey, dude.
What's up?
Hey, bro.
Why don't you come out? See, here's my thing.
I walked
he
around outside today.
He smolders today. In the sun.
I walked around
outside
today. He
doesn't wake
today.
Up until 3 in the afternoon.
Not true. I woke up
well,
fucking
And he
true.
Doesn't have the legs to even walk in sand.
That's not true.
He is a fur bird, and he's got stork legs.
My thing is that we were trying to figure out where everyone was parking, right? Your good buddy Schaub, right?
And your pal and mine. That is where you lose me. Right there. There's fucking bullshit parking at the beach.
No,
there's
nothing but parking. There's just nothing but parking at Will Rogers on a Saturday, but we just needed to figure out to be in the same spot.
And
that's
who
all.
Wasn't responding?
Brian.
Right. And that is why I don't go.
That's not why.
Point.
That's one of the reasons.
You have never been to the beach, probably.
That's not
you?
True.
When
I have
you?
Been to the beach,
when?
Dude.
You
live
in LA.
Last summer.
And that, so a year ago.
Yeah.
What did you do at the
that's
beach?
Insane.
I
hung out at the sand. Why is that insane?
Why don't you come with me?
Did you have jeans on?
No, I wear
were you
a, you know
a
what?
Cloak?
No, you know what? I wear a Speedo.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You wear a Speedo at your own home.
Oh, yeah.
You Instagram pictures of it.
And I'm fucking European, dude.
You're not European.
No,
but
I am kind of European, but you're not European.
You're Eastern European.
I'll tell you what. How about the texts you guys got from me on Friday? Because I was running around. I had some voiceover work to do on Friday in Santa Monica. Then I went to Venice. And then around sundown, I went for a swim by myself. Well, first of all, I biked around.
Yeah.
Not in those Vibram shoes. I got rid of those. I biked around. Then I went into the ocean. Then I did yoga by myself on a towel on the sand. And then I went back in the ocean.
How long did you do
and
yoga
then I drove
on the
home.
Sand?
Because just a half hour.
I'm going to have a tough
half
time
hour.
Being friends with you.
but now that's the line. So Chris doesn't want to go to the beach at all. You want to go to the beach,
yeah.
But you're passing judgment on me for
at
doing
least
yoga?
At least me, and this is why I'm truly what you see is what you get. When I say something, I mean it. I'm not fucking dilly-dallying between the line like you are. You're at the fucking sand. You're at the – don't do yoga, but we're on the sand. You're doing pussy shit all day long.
Hey,
it's not pussy shit.
I'm screaming at a coffee shop. And I don't even mean like
what?
Vocally.
What the fuck does that mean?
I mean like internally. Like my fucking being is just fucking, you know –
Are you radiating?
Yeah, I'm radiating. That's the word I'm
trying. I think out of the three of us, I'm the most beach, so I think that's a new nickname.
You're not
for me.
The most
Will
beach
the most
at all.
Beach Sasso.
100% no.
You're the least beach.
Yeah, he's the least
Chris,
beach.
And you're, I don't
I'm
know.
Tanner.
You're somewhere in
I'm
between.
Tanner.
You're not,
a,
you're not Tanner
a,
than
I got
me.
A beach bod.
No, I got a
I
beach
got a
bod.
Straight up beach bod.
Bro. I got a Samoan Hulk mesomorphic minotaur.
Dude, beach I don't. Bod. I'm not gonna talk about bodies. I'm not gonna talk about anything. What I'm saying is, dude, what you see is what you get, and that's who I am. And I don't go to the fucking beach.
You got to come to the beach with us.
I'll be. You know, every now and then, maybe I'll go to the beach. But I went last summer. It's great.
You'll panic.
All right, what summer.
My
summer
parents
you
had a
fall
place
down in the sand and poop.
Well, that's the other thing. Your parents have an amazing place.
Yeah, they got a really
on the
beach,
beach
house. It's on
the
sand.
Beach, Brian. Did you know about this?
I did not know about that. Why are we not having like beach parties
because
and volleyball?
Well, vampiro.
Because you're vampiro.
Or his style. That's one of the only two reasons. Either style or vampira.
You're a Stalin?
Stalin the Vampira? Is that
yeah,
right?
Stalin the Vampira. I'm Will the Most Beach Sasso. This is Chris the Stalin Vampira D'Elia.
Yep.
And Brian the...
Brian, I'm
Brian,
I'm a
vagina,
supple cat.
Vagina over dick in bucket.
Don't
count.
Say
yep,
that.
Yep.
Well, come all out right, to the beach with us.
I dare San you guys, Antonio! You guys I'm coming you? This weekend. Woo!
Go to Washington, D.C.
Well, fuck off!
What are you doing? No.
Come on, dude. It's so fucking gross, man. You're such a dick.
We oh, haven't even
that's
started.
My nickname for you, Will.
The podcast hasn't started.
I know, but that's my nickname for you. Some podcasts are slow. My nickname. And you don't know how long they last. That's
why you listen to 10-Minute Podcast. Sorry. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You're not sorry.
No, I am.
Stop saying you're sorry every time
it.
You do this.
September 20th, I'm going to be in Washington, D.C.
All right,
D.
dude. All right,
go
well,
to my
I'll be
website,
in San Antonio.
Chrisdalia.com.
I'll be in San Antonio September 12th, 13th,
right,
and 14th.
Look, Atlantic
that's
City,
this
too,
weekend.
In Westbury, New York.
Yeah. All right,
shut
look,
up.
Laugh Out Loud Comedy.
Shut
up.
You can't start a podcast farting into the mic.
Why
yeah,
not? I'm sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
You're not sorry. You stood up and turned around.
All right, here's
you don't
what
go,
I want to
whoops,
say.
Whoops, whoops, whoops.
But Chris, back me up on this. Is my nickname for Will when he's not around, what do I say? I go, hey, have you talked to...
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, it's longer than Will.
That's true?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that.
That's my
time.
Nickname.
Don't call
he'll,
me that.
But that's my
it.
Nickname
he'll
for you.
I don't like that nickname.
He'll text it, too. He'll be like, where's FFFFF?
Just a bunch of Fs? That's very disrespectful. All right, here's what I'd like to do. Before we even get into the show, I want to create a little internet buzz right here, right now. Someone put this together, and we tweeted it from @10minpod on Twitter, /10minpod on Facebook. Does anybody still use Facebook? You know what I'm saying? This guy knows what I'm talking about. Some guy cut together all the farts, Brian's farts. So I would like to make a call right now to everyone across the internet. I don't care if you use SoundCloud. I don't care if you use YouTube. Someone go to 10minutepodcast.com, put fart in the search bar there. You should be able to get all the fart one. No, Brian, what are you
come
doing?
Come on, man. Gross. All right.
So small.
Just go. Keep going anyway.
Someone find all of Brian's farts and put it together in one thing, and we will tweet the shit out of
can
it.
Can I just say
pardon
something right
pun.
Now?
Yeah.
It's fall coming up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. You buy something on Amazon. You
nah,
Amazon.
Don't say that part.
Want a t-shirt?
10minutepodcast.merchtable.com. Nobody does that. Say your name.
Say
your
name. Rate and review us on iTunes. My name is Will the Gladiator Helmet Face Sasson.
All right, great.
I'm Brian the Kid Kellen.
No, I'm Chris Leah. And you know what?
You're
these Christopher fucking, I don't have
D'Elia.
A nickname because what you see is what you get, okay? Now look, dude.
You gotta stop doing
that.
Stop.
What I gotta say is fall's coming up. And you know
fall is here.
You know what that means.
Fall's coming up to Chris
I know
because
you know what that
Chris
means.
Hasn't gone outside to realize that it's already fall.
No.
But girls get happy.
No. Fall's coming up, and that only means one thing.
What's that?
Girls get annoying. Talking about fall.
That's right. And actually, if you, speaking of going to 10minutepodcast.com, listen to our old episode, Girls Love Fall So Much.
Right.
Where Chris details how much he hates it that women love fall.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're so upset about this.
Because of obviously. And everybody should be so obviously
the
upset.
Same reason he gets mad and I get mad when girls tell me about their dreams. It's just a general comment about something that's going to have no effect on anything.
That's a
I
harsh
had an amazing
dream. That's a harsh generalization.
But it's true. Although, I had an amazing dream. You'll never guess what almost happened. Nothing.
Yep.
And fall is my favorite because don't care at all because you're expressing an emotion that has no effect on anything.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like the way Will tells a story.
No.
He'll tell a story and go off on details like the windowsill.
No.
And the kind of socks the person was wearing.
Why would
and,
I
and,
say that?
Oh, don't care.
No.
Ending always with, and nothing happens.
I have to corral and herd you guys into a fucking meaningful conversation that happens in 10 fucking minutes. How could I possibly go off on a story that makes no sense?
I'm gay.
Chris!
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. My God. No, I'm kidding. All right, look, I'm
what
joking.
What happened?
But,
I'm joking. Took you seriously.
But, no, I would have really bought funny it. If that's how I came out.
That
would
have been pretty cool. Pumpkin spice. Women love pumpkin spice lattes.
And I blame Starbucks and I blame the coffee companies that put this shit out there and just feed it into it. Because girls love to curl their fucking sleeves up.
It's
to the,
cute as
to,
shit.
It is cute.
I
it's
love
very
it.
Cute. They like to put both
they
wrists together
sometimes.
And put
they
them up
mittens.
On the – they actually never do that. Okay. But they put the fucking sleeves up to the mid of the palm.
Yep.
And then they fucking go, ooh. And they put their hair up and they put their
Chris
fucking
– batting his
they
hands
put
together.
Their little fucking collar up and
he's
ooh.
He's making a little tie thing.
And they walk going, around and they eat some stuff. And when they're eating the things they fucking put it in your face like ooh
that's not fall but okay
it's not fall but
you're being a little condescending
no
you
not
just
at all.
Said that all girls say I had a dream
yeah
and you said that all females say that
well I didn't mean
like
all.
There's a baby
that's a
version
general
like
and
the baby version of
thing to say
Martin Luther King Jr. but look
hey,
what
weird.
I do is
weird
what I have a dream
oh, okay.
I have a
that's so
not,
cute
it's not yeah. how girls talk
that well is. That's what you were saying
that is what
anyway
you were saying.
Anyway fuck this pumpkin spice bullshit. Fuck this fall
right.
shit.
All
right.
So much,
and here's the deal, man. It's not even necessary. Guess what? It's,
what?
I've come to a realization since we had this fucking podcast last year.
Yeah,
that I would say it kind of went a little bit viral, that fucking whole thing, okay? When we started talking about how girls
well,
like
fall
so much.
Well, it was because it started with a tweet. Do you remember
right.
this?
Yes,
you said,
that tweet went crazy.
Yeah, Chris tweeted, why do girls say that they love fall so much?
Yeah. And it got like so many retweets.
Got a lot of retweets.
Because everybody, it resonated because it's fucking true. But here's the thing,
true.
And dare I say it. Girls just like seasons.
Yeah.
Whenever winter comes up, oh, I can't wait till winter.
You're
and
not
then when
wrong.
Summer comes up, yay, summer.
Right.
The only one that they really don't give a fuck about is spring.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this.
That's
because
that's when they get pregnant.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, everyone fucking spring.
But
yeah,
dude,
nothing but December.
I don't
babies.
Look. Why can't you like fall and not talk about it?
Well, because people talk about things. That's
no,
how they
but people talk about a lot of things.
Yeah.
But girls talk about how they love fall.
Well, listen, if this
too
is
much.
If this is this is part two of Chris detailing that girls love fall so much. In the last one, I remember that we said that summer favors fucking and fall favors cuddling.
Right.
I.e. all the stuff you've just laid out with the clothes and stuff. Summer, of course, women are wearing less clothes.
Yeah.
So things get a little more horned up. Or at least if you're a guy,
at
you're
least
looking
in the grass.
Right. But
you
I would like
more
to.
More in the grass in the summer than you do in the fall.
Chris, Brian does a lot of fucking outside.
I'm just a weirdo. I don't know. I love fall.
No, you're not a weirdo.
You know,
you're not a weirdo.
I love fall.
I am such a nerd. I love fall.
I love just reading a book on the couch.
I like
but
girls
I'll tell
are
you
like,
what,
I'm into science.
I'd
I'm
like to
nerd.
Go the other way with it and start saying that, guys, fall can also favor fucking. And here's how. It's like your pre-Christmas gift. You know, Chris is saying the girls have their sleeves up to their mid-palm and they've got a cute scarf and stuff. That's just more fun. That's like a lot of fucking fun foreplay.
Right.
Just taking peeling all that stuff off. Right? I'm a little old-fashioned.
Sure.
If I got to take like a pea coat off a chick, you know, and like a nice scarf.
I'll pop
and then
buttons.
She's got like
pop
a,
buttons.
Yeah, and she's got shirts.
I'll pop her buttons.
She's got
right
sweaters.
Off.
That's
wait.
Just, I'm going to get so hard.
I'm not
waiting.
Hey.
Is that right?
Hey,
yeah.
Take it.
I like to ruin fall for girls by when I'm having sex with them in summer. I'm having sex with them in summer. And then when we're doing it, I whisper in their ear, we won't be together by fall.
Christopher.
That's what I do. And then when fall rolls around, they're sad.
No.
Christopher.
I'd like to say that if you're a gal and you know you're trying to get your guy hot and that sort of thing, but it's fall, so you want to favor the cuddling, right? That's cool. But just wear like two pairs of pants, three sweaters,
well,
two shirts, a big coat,
well,
a scarf,
earmuffs,
mittens,
hey,
earmuffs.
Yep, moccasins.
No,
leg warmers.
Poncho?
No, I'm saying.
Is there
you
a
peel
position?
All this off.
Is there a position that favors fall?
Her body's so warm.
Is there a position you think that favors fall?
A position or a foot position? Because
hey man, you know what I mean. Is there a foot position? Well,
what?
Foot position.
Whoops.
A foot position is a fuck position.
Oh,
so I'm just abbreviating.
Okay.
Is there a position that favors? See, I figure in the summer you're gonna be hidden behind from behind.
Yeah.
You're gonna be hidden from behind. Yeah. You know that.
Girl wants.
So you can watch the sweat come from your forehead, drip down your nose, form a little pool.
All right.
Little pool, the smaller of her back.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna say that fall favors Sad fucking.
Yeah, spoon fucking. I was just going to say.
Sad fucking.
Why? Because they got cocoa. They got cocoa in the front of them
on
the other side.
They got cocoa in front of them
on the
night.
And you're behind them fucking them and they're trying to drink their cocoa with the marshmallows.
Oh, you're spilling it.
Oops, you're interrupting me. They're on their side drinking cocoa with marshmallows. And you're on. Oops.
Let them
finish. Interrupting me. They're on their side drinking cocoa with marshmallows, and you're behind them. And
don't do it again. There's not a lot of time left.
They're on their side trying to drink fucking marshmallows.
And oops, because now we had one final point to make about Chris was going to probably say that they have a pumpkin spice latte,
yes, and you're trying to fuck them up from behind, and they're trying to not spill it while you're fucking them, and while you're trying to do what dudes do, they're trying to do what chicks do. Okay, you're trying to do what dudes do and fuck them from behind.
I'm trying to get
and
my nuts.
Oops, and you're about to come, and then what they're trying to do is they're trying to not be bothered while they're drinking their pumpkin spice latte.
It's burning their lips a little bit too.
Yeah, and face if you because you fuck too hard.
And you hear this? Yeah.
All right, dude.
Fall.
Yeah,
fall.
I will say, if a gal can drink a pumpkin spice latte while you have sex with her, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
Brian.
Well,
can.
You.
She
you,
can. Well, Brian.
You
well,
what's your
that,
tiny
Brian?
Nub in there.
Yeah, my tiny nub. Yeah. Everybody,
you're like this. Like this. Oh, Brian. Am I hurting? Be careful. I'm sensitive. Yeah, yeah.
My tiny. You want to see my cock?
No.
Oh! Look at him, baby!
Look at that!
Hold on to your hats and put the women and children to bed. It's time for the 10-minute, right? Something weird?
No, not that.
Very generic?
It's not bad.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-minute
a fucking bitch.
Hang on to your seat. We'll sell you the seat, the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
It's not good if you stutter.
And you can get the seat at Amazon.com through 10-Minute Podcast.
There you go, Brian. You're learning about podcasting.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't that be cool if the podcast was completely different than it is, and we said all sorts of weird stuff?
Nah.
Yeah.
Hey,
Jinx.
It's cool, Brian.
Go to 10minutepodcast.com at Amazon. Rate and review us on iTunes, and please download and subscribe there. That's the best way to get our podcast. Yeah. We'll keep this fucking going literally forever because they've been recorded, and they're just going to keep playing forever.
The people love us.
Yeah. My name is Will Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia, and I don't have a nickname because what you see is what you get.
You got to stop.
Actually, I'm going to stop him. That's not what you see is what you get, actually, because Will Chris did something that I take umbrage to, and I have a problem with. He posted a picture of his fucking car, his new car, and he said, I like this more than people.
Yeah.
And so, I just want to say that's people. A value system I don't support.
Why?
And I think you're being a bad example to the children.
Can I ask a question? Why?
Because it's idolatry.
It's adultery? I don't think
it's
it is.
Idolatry.
Like you're cheating
on
your wife.
You're worshiping false gods.
My car's not a god. You said that.
You're going to go to hell.
You did say that.
On top of the fact that you wear your hair obnoxiously long and you have sunglasses, probably from Tom Ford.
I think he was being a bit ironic by saying, I love my car more than people.
I don't
He's even wording it goofy.
I don't like his car. It's 553 horsepower. It gets a block a gallon.
No.
And
Chris got a new car.
He zips around town.
Let me ask you a question, Brian.
Zippy zip.
If you could...
Don't call me Zip,
dude. Let me ask you something. If you could replace Chris with anybody, who would it be?
For the podcast?
For the podcast. Not in like life.
Seal, the singer Seal.
You'd have Seal.
Yeah, because I think we could use somebody who's got a good voice and who has an English accent.
You already have. You already have
that. Small cockney.
No, this is fucking straight up. Let me just say, this is straight up British.
No, it's awfully country, actually.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not how he talks at all.
No, Seal talks like this. Hey, what's up?
And Jason Statham's here. Brian?
Yeah, that's right.
There it is.
There I am.
I would replace you. No, I wouldn't replace you.
Statham.
Every time you try to say Jason Statham, you say Statham.
Yeah. What? So, let me know. I got it.
Sorry.
What the fuck is wrong with you that you say Statham when it's not?
You know what should...
No, because Jason straths them with his comedy and his acting.
His
votes.
Comedy?
He doesn't do comedy.
How about we call... You should call him Jace Statham, because you always say Statham, which is you would replace Chris with Seal if you had your druthers. Who would you replace me with?
Or a real Seal. Because it wouldn't make a difference. Because honestly, when I hear him talking, I'm not trying to be a dick. Seal or a real seal. All right. I'm not trying to be a dick. But if you look at the substance and content.
We know where this is going.
Yeah, we've already said it so many. Now, who would you replace me with?
Oh, it's the same thing.
Who would you replace me with?
Like a candle?
So let me get this straight. A fucking live seal and a wax candle.
Yeah, because I'm the backbone of the show. It wouldn't matter.
No, you're not.
I carry the show if I have to.
No, but that would be one of the other seven podcasts you already have.
How about this? Let's do the fucking podcast. You be a candle, meaning you don't say anything, and I'll be a seal.
No. Okay,
and he'll fucking do what he does and carry it on. It and we'll see if it's a good podcast. Right. Go ahead.
I won't. I'm not going to do that. So, how you doing, Chris? What's going on? When you're flopping around and then you're swimming in the ocean, are you afraid of great whites? Or what's it feel like to be a dog with no legs and be shark food? Good.
Okay, so that's a bad podcast.
That's a pretty bad podcast.
Yeah, and you don't carry for fucking 2 seconds. Mm. And guess what? You can't just ask the seal some shit because he won't respond when he's supposed to, which is what I was doing. I was not responding when I was supposed to and responding when I wasn't supposed to.
It was a pretty good seal.
By the
way, great job as a candle.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I would replace Brian with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I would replace
Brian. Basically, is a dumb Neil deGrasse.
That's kind of what I was going for. Yeah. Is it? It's like
good replacement.
Right, he would sort of come at it with like logic and stuff. I'd call it science and gaffes with Will and Neil, and then I would replace you, Chris, with just a rotating chair of all sorts of fun people.
Okay.
All the people I want to have on a podcast, like wrestlers, and
mine would be fixed.
Different. No. What?
Who would you replace me with?
I would replace you.
He's
Will,
going to me. I will
with Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
And you,
weird.
Brian, with Rick Springfield.
That's
why would
shitty
you replace
ass
me with,
podcast.
With Rick Springfield? That's
because we kind of all look like versions of each other.
Please, if you're listening, here's our call to arms. Here's what I would really like for you to do if you're listening and you're into Photoshop and you follow us on Twitter at 10MinPod or Facebook /10MinPod. Please go to our website, 10MinutePodcast.com, take our home banner, do the Brian Callen version, replace me with a candle, replace Chris with either a seal. Do my version where Brian is replaced with Neil deGrasse Tyson and Chris is replaced with a rotating seat of guests. You can have a bunch of people where Chris is, or you can have one wrestler. Okay, a wrestler of your choice, and also do it Chris's version. Replace me with Keanu Reeves and Brian with Rick Springfield. Yeah. We would love to see that. We'll tweet it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now what?
And mine would be the best.
Why would yours be the best?
Because first of all, it would drive so much traffic to our podcast. Because both Rick Springfield and Keanu Reeves are so much more famous than both of you.
Listen, I'm not going to argue that.
You're choosing them based on the fact they kind of look like you.
They're not.
And nobody's
they kind of look like
nobody's
you.
Looking at the podcast.
There's
80s they're
you.
Listening.
There's 80s you.
Yeah,
90s you. And then
90s you. And then you.
Yeah.
That's what that is. That's what you subconsciously did without
knowing. No, I meant to.
Rick Springfield is like 80s, yeah.
And by the way, replace Rick Springfield, of course, and obviously with the guy you really look like, Lorenzo Lamas.
No, that's...
You look a lot like... You look like a less
also,
athletic...
Don't say
less
it.
Athletic...
Don't say
paler,
like
pointier...
Also, don't say...
Lorenzo Lamas.
No, okay, see...
That's how you say his name.
No, it's
Lorenzo,
not.
Lorenzo.
No. Don't say... Lorenzo.
Well, because I speak Spanish.
So I would like to replace... Actually, I'd like to amend mine. I would like to replace you with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I'm on board with that.
I want to replace you with Neil the Grass Tyson. Now, you can Photoshop that with like make Neil deGrasse Tyson have grass for hair.
Too much, I think.
Or he can be smoking a joint, right? And then Chris with wrestling your demons.
What?
Instead of a wrestler.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You can have like bottles of booze or pills or
drugs.
How
about Chris is just.
Plate of pasta.
How about Chris is just shit with eyes?
Mm-hmm.
The emoji. That's the emoji. Yeah. That's already the emoji.
So you be shit with eyes.
No, man.
And then just make
You're
Will.
Giving people too many options.
Make
I stick
Will
with
Will a cloud of shit gas. A cloud, a big fart.
Dude, I straight up am not changing mine. It would be great to have Keanu Reeves and Rick Springfield on my podcast. It would be the 10-minute podcast, and it would be us. And it'll be fucking awesome. Rick Springfield would sing sometimes.
Oh, should I have Jesse's cool girl? He'd end every podcast
Do not.
Should I have Jesse's girl?
Do not.
No.
Actually, all right. Yeah, I'm going back to Neil deGrasse Tyson, right, dude, and then just, you know, a bunch of wrestlers.
What you see is what you get. So when I said what I said, I meant it.
Yeah.
What you see is what you get, Chris.
What else is going on?
Hey, Chris, what's your favorite part of your face?
You know, I'm actually glad you asked that. When I look at my face, which isn't that much, because I try to keep it, I try to stay down to earth. I notice something that's weird. It all kind of just works, you know?
I know.
Like, so, I don't, it's not my nose, it's not my eyes, it's not my mouth. It's just, it all kind of works.
Okay. So, guys, if I were to shave your head, it would all go away.
Hey, before,
but if I were to shave your head and everything.
Hey, before you finish that thought, I'm going to check out for the rest of this one.
How come? What do you like about yourself?
Well, no, he's out. So let me just tell you something about my face. Funny thing about my face is it just works, you know? And if you're just going to be like a girl and you're interested in me, you're just going to notice one thing.
I'm going to open the window early on.
Hey, Brian, it just works. And so if you're going to be next to me and hanging out with me and you notice my nose, you notice my eyes, you notice my mouth, my plush lips, it just works.
So all together, don't all do together. That.
Did you say pussy lips?
No, I said plush lips.
You said pussy lips.
No, it just works.
All right.
Will, what do you like the most?
I open the window. I'm over here by the window.
Okay, cool.
Will, you got nice blue eyes.
I got a gladiator helmet face.
You got nice blue eyes. I have ice blue eyes, aqua
blue eyes.
And you got a proud
but
head.
But honestly, my stuff.
You gotta enunciate. I'm back. I'm back just to say, please enunciate.
My stuff, it...